There's a song or prayer that I sing to Radha Damodar regularly, every day, or many times a day. And sometimes, unfortunately, I forget, but, and it's written by Srila Rupa Goswami. It can be found in Stavamala. It has this beautiful name called Ananda Chandrikayam Radha Dasanam Stotra, which is the 10 names of Radha, which bear the title of the Moonlight of Bliss, Ananda Chandrika Kim. And this song goes as follows. Radha Damodara Prishta Radhika Barsabhanavi Samasla Balavi Brinda Damilotam Sa Malika Krishna Priyavali Mukhya Gandharva Lalita Sakhi Vishaka Sakya Sukini Hari Ret Pringa Manjari Vishaka Sakya Sukini Hari Ret Pringa Manjari. These are 10 names of Srimati Radharani, and they bring great pleasure to Lord Damodar. Narottam Das Thakur says, Krishna Nama Bine Bhai, Radhika Charani Bhai, Radha Nama Gaha Krishna Chandra. He says, O Bhai, O my brother, he says, just chant the names of Lord Krishna, and by that you will get the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Because Srimati Radharani's most wonderful and beloved pastime is to chant and hear the name of Krishna. And he says, and the same thing goes for Hari. If you chant the names of Radha, then there's nothing in existence or without existence which Krishna prefers better. So to glorify Damodar, to please him, the best means to do that is to chant the names of Srimati Radharani. And of course, the first name is Radha. Radha name is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Radha Bhagavato Nunam Bhagavan Harishwara. That gopi who worships Krishna in the best possible way. This is the pinnacle of understanding of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, that of all of Krishna's eternal associates, of all of his beloveds, of all of the devotees, Radha is the best. Amongst devotees, of course, the eternally liberated associates of the Lord are more superior. Amongst the eternally liberated associates, the Brijvasis are the best. Amongst the Brijvasis, the gopis are supreme. And amongst the gopis, then Chandravali and Srimati Radharani are the topmost. And of course, between the two, Srimati Radharani is the best. Therefore, Radha, that person who worships Krishna in the best possible way. To worship Krishna, the goal of worship, methods of worship, ingredients of worship, they're all prema. And Srimati Radharani has the topmost prema, topmost mahabhav, and because she is the possessor of these topmost ingredients, sadhan, therefore she achieves the topmost sadhya and gives Krishna the greatest pleasure. So she is known as Radha. And she is also known as Damodar Prishta. Prishta means very, very dear, Priya, because of her ability to love Krishna to such a super excellent degree. Therefore, Krishna also reciprocates in kind, Jijitaman Prapadyante. So Srimati Radharani, therefore, is the dearest to the Lord. And she is also Radhika. Radhika is just like Radha, same meaning. However, in context of Damodar Prestha, Radhika can be understood as being Krishna's greatest worshipper, or also the person who Krishna worships in the topmost way. Bhagavatam describes that the Lord is eternally indebted to his devotees. Therefore, for one who worships him with great love and devotion, he also worships them with love and devotion. This was shown in the pastime in which Srila Prabhupada recites often, and that pastime of Krishna having a headache, in order to show that only the gopis can remove that headache, he drank the water that washed their lotus feet. In Chaitanya Charitamrita and elsewhere, we read how when one receives a worshipable personality, one washes their feet and then sprinkles the water on top of one head, drinks that water. That is Charanamrita. So, in drinking the Charanamrita of the gopis and Srimati Radharani, then they become the greatest object of Krishna's worship. And of course, this is most suitably shown by the fact that Krishna appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and takes on Radha Bhava Duti, takes on the complexion and the mood of Srimati Radharani. And who is this Radhika? She is Vrishabhanavi. That means that she is the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. King Vrishabhanu is the second king of Vrindavan. Nanda Maharaj is the first, and Vrishabhanu Maharaj is the second. She is the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, therefore she is called Vrishabhanavi. And now he has a very beautiful name, long name, very beautiful. Samastha Balabhi Vrinda Dami Lotang Shamalika. Samastha Balabhi Vrinda. Of all of the gopis, she is the Dami Lotang Shamalika. She is the crowning garland of Malika flowers on the decorated braid that hair of all of the gopis. In other words, if the gopis of Vrindavan are likened to a decorated braid of hair. Why decorated braid of hair? Because just like hair is braided in three strands, so the gopis are also in different groups. But whatever group they are, just like hair that is braided, their behavior is very crooked. Still, they are all tied together and kept together by what? They're kept together by their mutual love for Krishna. And just like one decorates a braid by putting a garland of flowers or a beautiful ornament of flowers at the end. So Srimati Radharani is that ornament of flowers on all of these gopis. The gopis together, they make up this beautiful black braid. But what really sticks out in this beautiful black braid is the multicolored flower garland that decorates its end, and that is Srimati Radharani. This name Rupa Goswami uses often. And then it's Krishna Priyavali Mukha, of Krishna's Priyavali, of Krishna's beloved. And there are Avali, there are so many gopis who are all Priya, who are very dear to Krishna. Krishna Priyavali Mukha. She is the first, the foremost. And what is it that attracts Krishna so much? Gandharva. She's an expert singer and musician. Srila Prabhupada points out that Srimati Radharani's dancing is Krishna's most favorite activity. Of all of the wonderful and beautiful things that she does, this is what attracts him the most. And she is also Lalita Sakhi. A person is known by their friends. This is a common saying in this material world even. And Lalita Devi, she is the most wonderful of all of the personalities. She's possessed of a very fiery temper, but she has unlimited love for Krishna and Srimati Radharani. A little more love for Srimati Radharani than for Krishna. So she is also known as Lalita Sakhi. And the other friend to whom Srimati Radharani is very partial is Vishakha. Therefore, this ninth name here is Vishakha Sakya Sukhini. That person who always delights in the friendship of Vishakha Devi. Not only Krishna gives great pleasure to Srimati Radharani, but the other gopis and all of the inhabitants of Vrindavan and the cows and the flowers and everything. But particularly here, Srimati Radharani is called Vishakha Sakya Sukhini. That person who delights in the friendship of Sri Vishakha Devi. And she's Harirat Bringa Manjari. So, Hari means Krishna. And Rit Bringa, Krishna's heart is like a black bee. Krishna is often called Bringa. But now, Rupa Goswami says Krishna's heart is like a bee. Krishna's heart is always looking where he can taste the nectar of prema or love. And he's flying from one flower like gopi to another. And here it's described that Srimati Radharani is like a manjari. It's like a flower blossom. So she is the flower blossom that attracts the black bee of Lord Hari's heart. So much can be said about these names of Srimati Radharani, of the relationship between Radha and Krishna, and so much has been said by our acharyas, by great devotees. And by singing these names, then all of these truths, they become manifest in the heart of devotees. Radha Damodara Preshta Radhika Vaishabhanavi Samashta Balavi Vrinda Dami Lotam Shamalika Krishna Priyavali Mukha Gandharva Lalita Sakhi Vishakha Sakya Sukhini Hari Rit Pringa Manjari. Hare Krishna.